2 years ago, city and county managers told an Oireachtas Housing Committee that 541 extra planning staff were needed to speed up delivery of new housing. To date, just 15% of that number has been recruited. The detail was provided to Sinn Féin Housing spokesman Eoin O'Brien in reply to a parliamentary question. He's here in studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You set the ball rolling on this one. What did you ask for and what did you find out?
So 3 years ago, the government asked the City and County Managers Association, the body that represents local authority managers, to do an assessment of how many additional planning staff they needed to meet the planning requirements at that time. That report was given to the department in 2022 and we got it in the Oireachtas Housing Committee in 2023. It said that our local authorities needed an additional 541 planning staff. So the parliamentary question that I got back from the minister last week basically asked, so what's happened since then? Government provided sanction for 213 of those staff, some in October 2023 and the rest at the start of this year. But only 86 of those have been employed. So less than half what was required has been sanctioned and less than half of that again has been employed. And in my dealings with local authorities, they're telling us all the time, both in their housing departments and in their planning departments, they have a problem with retention. They don't have enough staff. And there really doesn't seem to be any coherent plan from government to address this. And the direct consequence is it is taking far, far too long, both for local authorities and on Bord Pleanála, who also have a staffing deficit, to make crucial decisions on underlying critical infrastructure, housing and renewable energy projects.
Where are all the planners gone? Or are we training up sufficient planners in the first place?
So first of all, we're not training enough sufficient planners. We're also not able to keep all the planners that we're training and we're not making it as easy as we should do for people who might be, say, engineers in local authorities or related professions who want to skill up on the job and move across into planning. Last October, the government published a so-called resources plan, but it doesn't tell us, for example, how many planners we have, how many we need.
And while do we train annually? How many graduate?
That's not in the government's resourcing plan
either. It should be a simple
They say they want to get to 120 a year, but they don't say how we're going to get to that number. And look, I've met with the Irish Planning Institute. I meet with public and private sector professional planners. And they've been shouting about this for a very, very long time. And, you know, again, it's another feature of this government. Just like they can't plan for investment in water, for example, in water infrastructure, or the electricity grid, they haven't invested in a plan to ensure we have an adequate number of planners, both in the public and private sector side. And that's one of the single biggest reasons why planning decisions on housing are being delayed.
Well, is it? Because it might be self-evident, but how necessary are all of these additional planners to ensure throughput of planning applications to go on into opening sites and building houses?
Well, I would meet builder developers on a regular basis, particularly, say, in the small and medium-sized sector. And if they have a planning application approved by the local authority and appealed to the board, it could take 12 to 24 months to get a decision through the board. The last government did introduce the large-scale residential development planning process for developments over 100 units, and that seems to be working quite well because it has statutory timelines. But lots of other decisions are delayed. Likewise with renewable energy, if you talk to Wind Energy Ireland, for example, they'll tell you the length of time it takes to get decisions is simply unacceptable.
And do you say that that is because there are not enough people capable of processing the applications?
Well, let's be very clear about it. And Bord Pleanála still has a very significant backlog. It has started to reduce its backlog because it did get 117 additional staff sanctioned.
It has been significantly staffed up. I'm seeing figures recruitment at 92%.
So they got an extra 117 staff sanctioned a year and a half ago, although they're 24 short of the full complement of 300. But I met the last chair of the board, Una Buckley, when she was in that position, along with other Oireachtas committee members. And she said they actually needed 330 to 350 staff. So they're significantly shy of that as well. And, you know, I've been calling repeatedly for government to put in place, following proper consultation with the Irish Planning Institute, as well as the accredited universities and others, a proper multi-annual workforce plan to tell us what we have, what we need, and year on year how we're going to get there. But it just seems this government is incapable of putting in place coherent plans. That's why we didn't have enough homes delivered last year. That's why government won't meet their targets this year. And that's feeding into the affordable housing crisis that's causing difficulty for so many workers. They tell us there is an action plan
for various routes into the profession, bringing planners who've emigrated back from abroad, recruiting from abroad, changing the criteria to bring others in. So there is a plan afoot.
Well, there isn't a plan. There was a document published last October. It's on the department's website.
This is the action plan.
They call it a resource plan, but actually it doesn't look like a plan. It looks like an extended press release. There are 14 actions in it. Mm. But for example, it says we want to get to an average graduate output of 120 planners a year. But it doesn't say how that's going to happen. It doesn't set targets for the universities. It doesn't provide extra resourcing. Likewise, for example, it talks about a recruitment campaign. Now, finally, government eventually, about a month ago, put planning on the critical skills list. It should have done that 2 years ago. But again, there's no detail as to how they're going to recruit, whether it's planners from across the water or from other jurisdictions.
I suppose the question, Owen, is are they out there? Whether they're in this country or whether they're Irish trained and have emigrated or whether they're from other countries who might be interested in coming to live here, is there a body of planner out there willing to come to this country?
Well, first of all, we don't know because I don't believe government has made a sufficient effort to attract people. Likewise, I don't think they've made a sufficient effort to train up or skill up people within the existing workforce. But it is possible to do this. The Irish Planning Institute have told the Oireachtas Housing Committee what is required. We meet with planners on a regular basis as members of the committee. So I think what's really required is if government wants to increase the output of housing, which it says it does, if government intends on giving local authorities significant additional planning responsibilities as they enact the Planning and Development Bill, controversial and all as it is, there has to be a workforce plan alongside that. Mm. We're about to have a revised National Development Plan and a revised set of housing targets. If there isn't an adequate workforce plan, to set out from 2025 to 2030 how many additional planners we're going to recruit each year, then the government is not going to meet its housing targets, mm-hmm. its critical infrastructure targets, its renewable energy targets.
And of course, that
will make working people's lives ever more difficult.
Critical infrastructure, haven't we an equally important, if not even more, a more important problem in terms of that critical infrastructure and what, you know, Uisce Éireann even has been saying in terms of the money they would need to deliver the infrastructure to support the sorts of housing targets that the government has and that the country needs.
Absolutely. And for me, this is one of the most frustrating things. 2 years ago, when we started dealing with the controversial Planning and Development Bill, Now Act, the critical infrastructure utilities, so Uisce Éireann, ESB, etc., they came to our committee and they told us exactly what they would need in terms of prioritising decisions on critical infrastructure, having parallel consenting processes between the Environmental Protection Agency and local authorities. But none of that was put in the bill. And amendments that I and others tabled to do that were rejected by government. It's a year and a half since Uisce Éireann told government they needed an extra 1.7 billion over 5 years to take our water and wastewater treatment system from where it currently is to meet the requirements of 50,000 to 60,000 homes a year. They're still waiting for an answer. So none of these are new problems. None of these are things that have just emerged in the last number of weeks or months. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael repeatedly have been told by the utilities, by professional planners, by people involved in public and private sector residential development, what is required to get to the level of social, affordable and private home ownership, new build homes that's required. But this government just has its head in the sand, is ignoring all of the advice from the professional bodies, from the utilities, from the opposition. And as a consequence, the number of homes that people need, particularly affordable homes for working people, are not being delivered and won't be delivered unless government makes a significant change of direction.
Given that shortage of the planner skill set in the country, do we need to centralise planners as opposed to disperse them around local authorities around the country?
No, planning is site-specific. Planning is best decided in the location and it takes a lot of localised knowledge. The issue is we need a workforce plan. That workforce plan needs to be ambitious. It needs to be funded.
Yes, but you have councils vying with each other at the moment to recruit planners.
You do. They're also finding it very difficult to recruit and to retain staff in their housing departments. Dublin City, for example, obviously the epicentre of the housing crisis, has been given sanction for an extra 14 planners, but has only managed to recruit three in the last 2 years. But no, you don't need to centralise it. Planning in the main is best decided locally. What we need is government needs to put in place a plan, needs to resource it, get the planners and build the affordable homes that working people need. It hasn't done it to date. We need them to do it now.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Sinn Féin housing spokesman Eoin Ó Briain. It's 29 minutes past 8.